NPS.
NPS.
We're talking about money,
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 money, cash, cash, cash.
I said we're talking about money,
money, cash, cash, clarity.
What's the good news, people? Welcome to the Get Your Money Right podcast, the podcast where we talk about money like it's everybody business, because I truly believe we're not good with money because we don't talk about money. And this show is designed to change just that. I am your host, the Money Misfit, Jamar Dupas, and I'd like to thank you first and foremost for lending me your eardrums and letting me get all up in your head with this information. If this is your first time listening, I'd like to welcome you. Thank you. On this show, we talk about money from a different perspective. The perspective of being young, you know, married with children and having careers and just great ambitions just to get more out of life. And also understanding that the typical advice that we get from mainstream is just really not our cup of tea. It wasn't designed for us. You know, we've already followed their advice given, you know, to go get a good education and get a good job. And, you know, they told us everything will be all right. So, and I think, you know, we all know how that turns out, right? So anyway, if you like anything you hear on the show, or if you have a question or a topic you like covered, you can come on over to yourmoneyright.com, and there you'll find the ability to subscribe to the show. You can get updates, get show notes, and of course, you know, all my contact information as well, because I'm pretty much everywhere on social media. So just hit me up. And remember, I love good feedback as well. So feel free to throw it my way. Again, the site is yourmoneyright.com. So, all right. With that being said, today, I'm pretty excited, and I like to say to everybody, happy Resurrection Weekend, or some of you known as Easter. I really hope that you had a good one. This is a special weekend for me personally, because it's actually, you know, it's actually my favorite holiday. It's the most impactful one for me, being a Christian. You know, it's the reason, you know, it's the very thing that we can lean on. Basically, for those of you that don't know, Jesus was crucified, and actually, I think everybody knows that story, right? That's what the whole cross thing is all about. But the power of the whole deal, the strength of it is, when it comes down to it, none of us would be here or have the grace and peace that we walk around with if he was crucified, buried, and he would have stayed buried. The power of it is he got back up. He rose, and that's why you see people that say he is risen. Because today he's still alive, and that for us is huge. And if you're not a Christian and all that, you don't understand it, that's fine. You can ask me about it if you are interested. I'll definitely love to talk to you about that. But this weekend, like I said, is my favorite, and it's also inspired today's episode. Because he's risen, it made me think about some of the things in our lives that may be dead. Some of the things in our lives that we may have cursed, or crucified, or buried and put away, but we have yet to remove the wall or the door from the tombstone and let those things that we've buried out the box. And what I mean by that in particular is what dreams and aspirations that we may have had, that we may have buried, that we may have put away, that needs to be resurrected, right? That we need to get back to and wake up. Like I said in the beginning of the show, most of us have done basically what we're supposed to do, right? We went to school, we got good grades, or, you know, at least good enough grades to get us through. We went, and some of us got more school and even more school so we can get the good job. And even some of us went and got the job and went back to school again and even again, because we had to change careers or change fields or whatnot. And through all that, you know, following the path that's been laid out for us, that we were told that would get us to success, that get us to what our dreams would be, following the path that's been laid out for us, and oftentimes the things we really want to do in life, the big dreams that we had, you know what I'm talking about, like those dreams that you had when you were 16, those type of dreams, the 18-year-old, 19, 20-year-old dreams, the ones that was full of faith and optimism, those usually get beat out of us. as life kind of starts, you know, picking away at us, and as responsibilities begin to pile up, we oftentimes forget about those and lose sight of the, you know, lose sight of the prize, the things that we really wanted to accomplish. So that's what we're going to talk about today. And today's show is not necessarily going to be long because, you know, I've got family, we're celebrating. And of course, I'm recording this before it comes out, right? So the shows are released Monday morning. So, but what I really want to lay this out, what I really want to do is kind of lay this out and encourage you to think about what those dreams may be, right? In previous episodes, we talked about purpose. We talked about what your money should be doing or could be doing for you as it relates to that purpose. But it's important that we revisit that and we take that seriously. And I've even received feedback stating that, you know, that, hey, you know, I really like the show, but I would like for you to talk about more concrete stuff, you know, more tangible things. And when I got the feedback, I was like, cool, yeah, I understand him. I see where he's coming from. I feel exactly what he's saying. When I was going through my issues with money, I didn't necessarily want to hear some of the things that we've been talking about. I didn't necessarily want to hear the foundational things, but I thought back then they were just theory. What I wanted to know was, what do I need to do like today? What do I need to do? What can I do to get out of my situation ASAP? You know, those are the things that were going through my mind when I was kind of going through my money troubles. But I'm here to tell you that if you've listened to the past few episodes and you came out thinking the same way that gentleman did, that there's nothing tangible there, I'm going to encourage you to go back and listen again. I promise you, if you listen to these shows again, you'll hear something that you've never heard before, right? Because here's the deal. Faith comes by hearing, not having heard, right? We think we've heard something, but we didn't really hear it, right? Because you got to continue to listen to it. Repetition is the key, right? And like him, I used to think that what I needed was just the tactics and the techniques. That's what I thought I was missing. But in actuality, I was just missing the truth, right? The truth about money. The truth that money is just a tool. And it's just, you know, I can give you all the tactics. I can give you all the tricks. I can crack all the myths. I can blow your mind with all the stats. I can talk about what the rich do. I can talk about what the poor do. I can do all that stuff. But the most important part of this show, the most important part of you getting your money right, is you getting your mind right. It's getting what you want down, clear and concrete, right? The good book says, you know, you need to write the vision and make it plain. You've got to write it out. What do you want? You've got to make it plain. You got to make it clear. Because see, I got big plans for this show. I got tactics. I got a whole roadmap I'm going to lay out. But none of that matters if you don't get clear about what your destination is going to be. So I'm going to ask you things. I'm going to say things that's going to shake you up to get you to start thinking about that, because that's something that you really need to think about. Because the truth is, let's be clear, right? You really don't need tactics, right, on how to manage your money, okay? Like I said, we're going to share those, we're going to teach those, because I know a lot of people, you know, they have their own tactics, right? And I won't say your tactics are wrong or anything like that. But, you know, sometimes your way of doing things, sometimes our ways of doing things don't necessarily serve us. They don't necessarily serve us very well. And it's leading us in the wrong directions. And it's taking us away from our purpose, right? But the truth is, these tactics, the managing of your money, that's secondary. You don't really need to know how to manage your money. I know that's a bold statement from a show where we talk about managing money. But you really don't really need to know how to manage your money. That's not the primary thing. What you really need to know is how to manage your distractions. That's the most important part. Because it's not that we're necessarily bad with money, right? It's not like we don't know how to count. It's not like we don't know how to add, right? We already know how to create wealth, you know, in the basic sense, you know, how to be decent with money. We know how to be good with it. You spend less than what you have coming in. You be smart with the difference. Invest it wisely. We know that. It's just like losing weight, you know. You know what you need to do to lose weight. You put in good fuel, a.k.a. food. good calories. Then you burn more calories than you take in. It's real simple. You don't need flash diets or, you know, the shake weight. You know, you don't need any of that stuff, but they're out there, right? The entire weight loss industry is like, you know, $500 to $600 billion industry. You know, it's selling us these supposed quick fixes. But we know, we already know how to lose weight. In the same light, we know how to be good with our money. So the tactics and tricks aren't the most important things. The most important things to do for us to be successful is to set up systems for ourselves, right? To where we're not distracted by the shiny things. You know, you got to get to the point to where we're thinking, how can we make success inevitable, right? How can you take that one thing that was once dead and bring it back to life again in a systematic way? To where you're not dependent on your willpower or solely on your level of discipline, right? If you have purpose in place, you don't need to be frugal. You don't need to be tactful. It's like those guys that have a heart attack, right? They say that people that have a heart attack and they survive, you know, their first heart attack or whatnot, typically they have a longer lifespan than those that don't have the heart attack. Why? Well, they get a wake-up call, right? They get that slap in the face, or should I say punch in the chest, right? They say, man, you know, I got to do something different. All of a sudden, they got purpose. They got clarity. The situation just got real. Right? Because let's face it, all of us are dying, right? Nobody gets out of life alive. But we don't get up off our butts until we're shaken, until we realize, until we see crystal clear what our purpose is for, what our vision is, what we're living for, what it is that we really want. Those guys that had them heart attacks, they were like, man, I want to live. I want to see my family, right? I want to live to see my grandkids. I want to live and be healthy, explore the world, see what God has for us, right? It's like, I'm not ready to go yet. But it's in those moments when death seems so strong, right? Where the possibility of death is so real, is when we go down and we have a chance at being resurrected again, right? It's those tough times in life that we get to see those points, right? And that's why I love this weekend, because it lets me see where I've been, where I've come from, and where I can go. Gets those dreams, wake them back up again. But if you think about back to that whole deal, but before they had these wake-up calls, why weren't they healthy, right? Why weren't they working out? Why weren't they eating the right foods? They were distracted. Distracted by the media, distracted by temptation. I mean, let's face it, right? You know, especially here in Houston, right? I mean, you can't go nowhere without running into a restaurant. I mean, I've been here my entire life, and it's not possible for me to go to every restaurant here in the city. I mean, it's probably possible, but I haven't been to every restaurant here in the city, right? And everyone you go to, the food that they pile on a plate is enough to feed two or three, maybe four people, right? I got some friends now that are married and stuff like that. They go out to eat. They sharing a plate, right? Because it's just that much food. I mean, the temptation is real. I mean, they just opened up a Krispy Kreme right around the corner from my fire station, man, and it's tough. I mean, I remember when it first opened, for like a week or two, there were literally lines wrapped outside in different, you know, they had police out and sheriffs and stuff, you know, escorting people, and the drive-through was all out in the middle of the street. It was crazy, right? Look, the distractions are real, right? And it's not only just with your health, the same thing with your money. The distractions are real. You see the commercials. You see the billboards. You got the Joneses just moved across the street. You know, got to keep up with them. You know, you watch your friends buy their new homes. You know, meanwhile, everybody else telling you that you're wasting your money renting your place. And that's a whole nother conversation. But you also got the kids. They begging for stuff. And you want to give them the life that you never had, right? You know, the distractions and the temptations are real. But let me share with you one of my favorite quotes, and it's one that I live by, and I probably say to myself like every day, if not every day, several times a week. And that quote is, the chief cause of failure is giving up what you want most for what you want now. Let me say that again. the chief cause of failure is giving up what you want most for what you want now. For example, maybe what you want most is to lose 5 pounds. Or actually, what you really want is to be healthy and look good in your birthday suit. But for the sake of the story, let's just say what you want most is to lose 5 pounds. But man, they just opened up another Shipley's. Or man, they just opened up another Krispy Kreme on the corner. I want to lose those 5 pounds. That's what I want to lose. That's what I want most. But right now, I got this sweet tooth. So you see, you can say what you want most is a fat bank account, right? To have cash on hand and have money to protect me in hard times and all that good stuff. But what I want right now is to not feel poor. So I'm going to go ahead and get that new car or that new boat to match my truck for those times that I go out to the lake, you know, once or twice every 2 or 3 years, right? What I want now is that HD cable so I can pretend that I watch every sports game known to man so I can keep up, so I can talk with the fellas, so I know what's going on, right? What I want now is to look good in front of other people, right? Distractions. These are distractions. Distraction management is what we need. And it's the same thing with time. You don't need time management, right? You need distraction management. It's the same thing in our relationships. It's the same thing with our health. We just get distracted because we have just so much unfiltered information, you know, being tossed at us. You know, it's one of the reasons why I start this podcast. You know, what if we can redirect our attention to things that are filling us up every day? What if we can redirect our ears and our eyes? It's one of the things that helped me. You know, I had a mentor tell me a long time ago that if you want to be good, if you want to be great, you got to listen to different things, right? It's that whole garbage in, garbage out type thing, right? You got to expose yourself to different environments because you are, in fact, a product of your environment. But here's the good news. You can change your environment, right? So for a long time, I didn't listen to any music, you know, unless maybe, you know, to change my state or something, change the way I'm feeling, getting ready to work out, and I want to get hype or something like that. But I didn't listen to music. I didn't listen to radio or anything like that. I stopped, you know, watching BET and, you know, reality shows, you know, things like that. You know, I had to break down and just choose only one sport to watch. I chose the NFL, you know, watch my Texans, right? So what I was looking at and listening to were things like this podcast, you know, or I was listening to sermons and personal self-development. You know, everywhere I would go, and if you saw me anywhere, you'd see me with these headphones in my ears. Why? Because that's what my mentor did. And he was a multimillionaire, right? So, you know, apparently he was doing something right. Still to this day, you know, I got headphones in my ears like all the time. What was I doing? I was keeping myself focused, right? I was distraction-proofing myself, so to speak. I'll still get distracted. I get distracted all the time. You know, anybody will tell you, entrepreneurs, you know, ADHD and all that, we get distracted easily, but we got to set systems up in place to help us keep focus, right? And that's what I was doing. I was reprogramming myself. You know, I was being renewed in the mind, in the spirit. You're replacing those old thoughts with new ones, you know, to where, you know, this other stuff just didn't appeal to me anymore. I really don't care for reality TV. There's nothing about it that makes me feel like I'm missing it. And, you know, I feel a little weird sometimes when friends and stuff hang around and they talking about, you know, I don't even know what the latest ones are, but they're talking about it and I have no idea what they're talking about, right? Because I just don't get down with it no more. You know? But it was this multimillionaire telling me to do these things. So who am I going to listen to, right? So I offer it to you, you know, to adopt that into your own life. Maybe you want to think about taking a little season off and finding things that can fill you up to get you in a direction you want to get to. Maybe it's that business that you want to start. Maybe you need to start listening to things that talk about business. Maybe you need to head to the library and start getting those books. Maybe it's that time that you start doing that and follow your dreams. Don't get distracted anymore, right? We've all heard that saying that, you know, you're the average of your five closest people or the 5 or 10 closest people that you hang around all the time. You know, y'all do the same things. You make about the same amount of money. You talk alike, you know, and all that. But why is that? Because these people create your environment. Another example, we've all been around people, or we've been in groups where you hear people, they're just kind of standing around and they're just complaining, right? And even though you're not a complainer yourself, you find yourself like jumping right in, you know, trying to one up the other folks with your complaints, right? Because let's face it, we all got something to complain about. But you know that's not really you, right? So why are you do that? Well, the environment is conducive for it, right? Now, you've also been in an environment where everyone is excited, you know, full of joy, just alive, just full of faith. And you want to be there. He's like, man, this, I don't know what it is, but I like this. I like what it's feeling like. I like being here, right? Why? Because it rubs off on you, right? It makes you happy, you know? You know, if you smile at somebody, they smile back. It's just the way it goes. It's the environment. So we have a chance to change that. We have a chance to change what goes in our ears, what we see with our eyes, and even more importantly, what we say with our mouths, right? And I'm not even going to go into that whole, you know, deep into that, you know, life and death is in the power of the tongue thing, because, you know, you get it. You understand that. But this weekend, it just moves me all the time. Like I said, it's my favorite holiday because it really, really do take me back. It gives me that reflection of where I've been and where God has brought me to. It allows me to check my faith, revisit old dreams that I may have buried. And it lets me know that not only is it possible for me to raise those dreams back up and keep them alive, but it's necessary, right? Like, life depends on it. Everything that we see around us was somebody that decided to wake their dreams back up. I heard somebody say, and I can't remember where I heard it from, they said that if you look around you, everything that's in front of you was at one time unimaginable, right? That's powerful. Life depends on it. It was a sacrifice that he made that day. Was it to give me life or not? Will I wake my dreams up? Will I chase them? Or will I die in vain? I know that sounds real morbid, but it's something we need to think about. Will I die in vain or will I rise, right? Will I stand up and realize the game has already been won for me? Will I recognize that it is finished for those of us that believe? Or will I shrink back and put my dreams back in that box of mediocrity, right? Will I give up what I want most for what I want now? What do I want now? Be comfortable or uncomfortably comfortable, right? My house, my cars, pay my bills. It's all good. Or will I continue to go? Will I continue to dream? Will I continue to go after what I'm supposed to go after? And that's really what I want to talk to you about today. I know some of you may be thinking, well, this ain't got much to do with money. Well, yes and no. Because this show, like I said, it's about getting your money right. But you got to know your destination. Because once we start getting into these tactics, we start talking about strategy, you can start drawing out your map. But if you don't have a destination, what's the map for, right? Anything you do will get you exactly where you plan to get to. And that's nowhere. So don't plan to go nowhere. Find your vision. Wake those dreams back up. Write them down. Make it clear. Make it plain. And put it up somewhere where you can see it every day. Do you ever wonder how to stop yourself from being distracted? As you got to make your dreams so big that they distract you from everything else. So that's it for the show today. Thank you so much, as always, for listening. I hope this was super useful to you. If you like it, leave us a rating and review on iTunes. It really helps. And make sure you're subscribed to the show so you don't miss an episode. They come out on Mondays. You get them as soon as they come out. You can also subscribe at yourmoneyright.com. There you'll also find the show notes and more information on how to get your money right. Again, thank you so much for listening. And thank you so much for joining in the conversation. Because I truly believe We're not good with money because we don't talk about money. And it's time to change that. Thanks again, and God bless.
I said we're talking about money.
Money, cash.
I said we're